I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Yes.
You explain to everyone what you were talking to me about just over the last break as to the connection that you had.
Well, I went through a little something over the weekend sometimes we talk about things that are serious. They're not always easy to talk about.
Sure.
But I decided, you know what, I'll just be transparent. I'll just be open about something that happened a long time ago. And I dealt with it this weekend, at least a little bit.
Okay.
And that was the fact that, you know, my mom passed several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship with her was, of course, better when I was younger, but wasn't as good when I was older. But my mom had a lot of, I feel like this word's overused, but she had a lot of trauma when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So without being shocking, just imagine some of the worst things that can happen to you.
Yeah.
And that happened to my mom.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of things when she passed away that were hard to deal with. And when I got a bunch of paperwork from her after she passed, I kept them in a box and then I never opened it because I couldn't. Like, I just couldn't go through it.
Like, you just couldn't bring yourself to do it.
No. Mm. And finally, literally a couple days ago, I opened up the box and I'm like, oh boy, I got to go through this. I really need to do it.
What was going through your mind?
Well, I figured enough time has passed that I just kind of had to deal with it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I needed to just get through the paperwork. I was step number one because I went through some of it and then I'm going to send it to my sister who's in DC. And so anyway, I opened up the box and of course, a lot of the paperwork was semi-traumatic and hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And I just decided that, okay, after a lot of tears and a lot of crying, I am going to take the paperwork that I don't have to actually keep and I'm going to take it outside and I'm going to have a ceremony for my mom and honor her and burn all the negative papers in the fire pit.
Oh, wow.
So that's what awesome. I did. I took the piled papers out there, I lit it on fire, and I literally watched them burn to ashes.
Wow.
Was that freeing for you?
A little bit. It was. A little bit. So now I'm going to do something else with my sister to get my sister involved in it, and we're going to have one more of those. And so I'm wondering what everybody else, if anybody else, has done something unique to honor their parents or a family member or something like that, because I want to do something again with my sister.
Well, yeah, certainly. I think that's really cool. And it's, first of all, very brave. And thank you for being vulnerable and for opening up. We appreciate that, Mel. Like, because I know that must have been very challenging and difficult for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's hear other people's stories about how you've honored loved ones. 312-946-4995. How was it that you honored the loved ones? Was it burning something?
I don't know.
Maybe a trip, something like along those lines.
And maybe it's something else that I can do with my sister.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I really want to hear about that because we're going to do something separate and I don't know if I need to have another fire pit burn or what.
312-946-4995. Chris, in my neck of the woods in Elmhurst.
Did you have something special that you did when you tried to pay tribute to a loved one?
Sure, Melissa. Boy, I've loved you forever, Melissa. You are such a strong woman and an inspiration to so many.
Oh, thank you.
My brother. And we did balloons. We went to the ocean, and I had my girlfriend who was best friend of my brother, and we put messages on the balloon, and there's a candle that goes under the balloon, and it lifts up into the sky, and it talks to your thoughts, and you watch it go up there, and she was honoring her sister the same way, and we all just, and it was dusk, it was sunset, and we were just watching balloons go up, and so you put the thoughts to the ashes to the ground, now lift them up. Let them go.
Wow, that's amazing. Where do you get something like that?
It's my friend, who she's just the best. She's the one that actually thought of it. We found them on Amazon. What can't you find on Amazon?
Yeah, oh, well, right, that's right. True. Okay,
yeah, they're
well,
like mini like hot air balloons, right? They're absolutely beautiful.
Yes, and so as you're trying to light the candle under that, you know, you're burning a flame together, and then you just let it go.
I love that so much. That might be our next step then. I really think that's a great idea to do something like that with my sister.
Exactly. I had my sister on one side, my best friend on the other.
Wow.
And there's our brother in our heart forever.
Oh, that's my gosh. That's thank you so much for sharing that, Chris. Like, I really appreciate that.
Good luck to you on your journey. Everyone has their own.
Yeah, they do. And I'm glad that, and I hope that you found some peace and serenity
absolutely.
Through that.
And that thought is always there. And wow, I've never called before. And this is kind of cool for the right reason.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
exactly.
Thank you for doing so. Yeah,
I love
we appreciate
that.
It.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Have a great day, guys. I'm on my way to work, too.
Okay. All right. Well, you All have right. a great day, too.
Christy and DeMont.
Do you have any ideas on how to play tribute to a loved one?
Yeah, well, my husband and I, we decided to get married on my father's birthday, and my father loved to gamble. We all have our vices, but his buddies called him Mr. Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
So I decided to get married in Las Vegas on his birthday since he could not be at my wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
How did that feel?
It was sad but happy at the same time. We had this little shadow box with like a lock of his hair and his glasses, his ID, things like that, sitting in his seat for him to just honor his memory. And then I wore a necklace with his ashes in it.
Oh, wow.
And then afterwards, I got a tattoo of his signature that says Love, Dad, and it's outlined by the Las Vegas sign.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet.
Oh, that is awesome.
Did you find some sort of closure in that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always hard when you lose a loved one and you miss them forever, but I feel like it got a little bit better after then.
Okay.
Holidays and birthdays quit being so hard after that.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, that's,
you know, the thing about that is, and I don't know if everybody believes this, but they're always with us. And when they see us paying tribute to them in whatever form that we find appropriate or that we find that we love, I think that that is just like a way of keeping connected with people that we love the most.
For sure.
I really appreciate you sharing that with me. It really means a lot to me.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, thanks, Christy.
Look, it's not every day that we tend to opt for the serious route.
I know. It's pretty rare.
But Melissa, thank you to you for opening up. And thank you to our callers. For kind of being right there with us every step of the way and for providing some ideas. Hopefully some of those helped, Mel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always feel like when somebody shares their story about something like that, it connects us.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.